You're ready in the interpretation booth? Good. Thanks, Abe. All right. Welcome to the City of Akalawi to Council Meeting Number
8.
Thank you. We do have three interpreters tonight.
Oh, your name is?
Aditya and Abraham.
To share your
custom. In the booth. And there is one amendment to the agenda. One in-camera item relating to labor. Amendment. I'll call for an adoption of the agenda. Councilor Maritana seconds. Moving on to delegations.
Katima yak toktu tak bunga. Ekaluit pukertalit polisikut. January, February, unik karne aku tak ingin no.
Thank you for coming in, and I'll pass the microphone.
Over. Your name?
Good evening. I'm here representing the RCMP here in Callaway. Sergeant Shelby Miller.
Staff Shelby Miller.
I'm stepping in, hopefully. Reports, if you have any questions.
Councilor Malapala, go ahead.
Councilor Malapala.
I think he turned off his mic. Okay, there. Thank you. It was just asked of me by one of the constituents. Have stats on
the
victims.
We could run stats with our. Files are recorded in our. You how many files?
Young offenders.
Victims. I would have to. Being reported as committing an offense or whatsoever.
As
a young offender, because we've in our database. Produced, we could produce it.
So if you are able to respond to any of the inquiries that you need to do in writing, you can. Details, but
okay.
Take those and she'll pass.
Thank you. Yeah, I think asking was if that could be
It
was just a thought. See in the reports. Regular. Thank you.
And Councillor Smith, go ahead.
Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
In
certain jurisdictions that struggle with violence against women, there is creating systems in place for, more specifically for women, to find out if a partner has been accused of similar crimes in the past. The RCMP. Surprising amounts of intimate partner violence here. I was wondering if that could be a tool.
I'm not sure. I know that's. I've never worked in a jurisdiction that's been a policy because of. And
Any other questions from the floor? Councillor Nata, please go ahead.
Councillor Nata. Thank
Thank you, Councillor Natak. I'm just wondering if Serge wants to make
a response.
Go ahead.
I understand that it's a small community, and it's hard to report your neighbor. That's not an accounting thing. That's right across the country. Especially small communities. There is so if someone does want to report something, be not right. You can't. But you can call the police. And I'm not one option. Your concerns, because I live in a capital and I walk around and coming from vehicles driving by, people. This is a place to police because it's such a big area. So by the time get the call, usually some TV or a truck is gone, parked at a house, that kind of thing. Right, it is also an enforcement issue because police, and I think one of the options, check stops, regularly, working with that, bring that we can guys to do more. I'll let them know your concerns. Time with sitting. You're looking for, but can call in. By law, the RCMP can't put your name in a file. We
call
the 911 or dispatch. I want to be. It's. But I bring your concerns. I'll check stops. We'll cut down on people.
Councillor Smith, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The law I was talking about, actually, I found it while we were sitting here, but it's called Clare's Law in Alberta. And there are like measures to protect privacy. Looking at the guidelines.
Territorial colleagues in jurisdiction with that. All right, moving into councillor statements.
Are there any statements?
This past weekend, Inukshuk High School, we hosted the competitions. Various trades and technologies. Really, like to say how incredibly. I get excited. And it was a complete success. The children impressed. Just a shout out for coming.
Any other statements this evening?
Seeing none.
page two of that look like a long agenda?
Simone, would you like to? We've had a copy of the presentation in front of
you.
Thanks, everyone. So we had presented last year resources to operations. So who originally provided with this operation to modify certain and the document
Makitong ngayon ko tinanong tayo ma mitsaw sa laok sa mazabog. on site last August. This kind of
continues.
For this new waste management system, there are some. So in this new system, will be bailed. And there's a risk input from other municipalities that they do go down from time to time. There's no redundancy. Quick repair and and so that's risk number one, in which the bailer is going to be close in town, but and there is limited storage space. The bailer was to go down. Access is going to be really in the winter season. Not designed to accept loose waste. So failing Recommend we go to the following slide, which will be if we. Staffing, as you can see, there's more that will add to the city operations. Sufficient people on site. Inflation and market pricing have changed quite a bit. $3.9 million. in the annual cost of mobile. Begin with, but at this point, the relative difference between if you can just go to slide 8, that essentially just was
are
going to be added, and again, mostly just health and safety, and then regulatory compliance.
There are some key hires, including safety trainings
and then
likely some that would require staff to be sent to other
Someone on a plane 24 hours so that they can
Implement these facilities in two or three years. The entire process of building the system, the public communications, facilities opening. The purchase of mobile equipment.
Any initial questions from the floor? Councilor Marapano.
Thank you guys for the presentation.
I'm not quite sure who to direct this question to, and it just
throughout your presentation, like city operation
option.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, when this originally came to council,
My other question is, I don't know where this was mentioned. But somewhere in
the
list was
If your baler goes down multiple days, there's a chance material the public can bring and you can store at that facility somewhere else. So just an operational
issue.
get to the landfill.
I'm really apologetic on that. I don't think I understood what
you were talking about.
But my question I'm leading to, if people bring garbage themselves, like big garbage drop-off pickup days or whatever, in town,
people
to bring garbage.
Transfer station is going to be. As well as the garbage that's picked up by our garbage trucks. It's all sorted.
Questions from the floor? I'm not as overwhelmed or surprised by the dollars and cents.
Pretty nearly on par with the expected.
The
report they've already prepared their report. So I'm hoping
that
in the next to council. Thank you very much. Any further questions on the operation plan? Seeing none, thank you all for presenting. I know I'm going to be revisiting this document. Thank you all. I'm sure we'll hear from you all again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So next we have a request for decision.
Thank you, council members. So this was something which we have planned last year. We couldn't do it last year, so this year we tendered this one was from Tower Arctic
excavating mit
both the bids were
tamang
bidder at 387 474.
Tower Arctic
which can adequately address
tanakino yaksak baksima butak sumunga nam maktok tako tagbakat imaginut angik tau kubaka taman nakamagyaw yakak Kaktu Tower Arctic Kunnut 387 474.
Thank you, Simone.
On
the floor to recommend approval. Under budget. Councillor Stevenson moved.
Second.
Seeing none, unanimous.
And
just give me 1 second while I was reorganizing my agenda. Oh, I found it. A lot of paper up here. All right. So next, decision, long-term water project. Sibumugyak Street water main extension.
Sibumugyak Street.
Who's presenting this today, Tammy or
Tina?
Okay.
Charlie Moore.
Thank you very much. This like we
are
going ahead with this project in this financial year, but constraints regarding the operation. We got
Infrastructure Canada Kunni.
So based on that, we these three bids.
Tower Arctic Pilitak.
5581.
Three bids were. Tower Arctic Akilulago Lautok, $2,107,205.
Approved budget in 2020.
Taxuma Kino Yakak.
$5 million.
Shagbak Taushimayok
from Tower at
2.1 million
and
Tower Articunut,
which is like the construction supervision by on the next page. Taking that into consideration,
Tower Articunut, $2,107,205.50.
And open the floor to questions. Please go ahead.
I'm
just curious. I know it's down street, but just from where to where? Pothole situation that we have right now. I'm just wondering, do we have to tear up a bunch of
that road used to be like?
Go ahead, Simon.
So yeah, it's the in terms of the from the public works garage, like
public works
on the downstream side, and over here it's pretty much near the Pilitek. And there will be a little bit of disturbances. Small, but I don't think that will be a major
thing. The
overall length is not much.
Councillor
Nata, please go ahead.
Sana, Ejimogin Yatabur, Pichutilio, GST,
So that doesn't include GST there. The
GST GST
projects against things that we buy. We don't get all of it back. Comes back from the government to us.
Councillor
Stevenson?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I just make Ward Tower Arctic.
Tower Arctic.
Federal Road Water Main Extension.
Federal Road Imakutiata Akutianik, Pilarek Akutlugit.
Councillor Smith, second.
Councillor Smith, Tuglikta, Okau Sixay.
I do have one.
Aka Bekatunga.
Budget with me tonight.
Kokina Yaktotibo Tau Tuksutigo.
Where in our capital budget?
None.
$5 million budgeted. Is
$5 million
from
Shagbaktau Simang Mangat.
An adaptation fund?
Kaman Pedro Tigilugo.
Go ahead, Simon.
Atisimo?
That's correct. Like if you budget spreadsheet,
Tako,
your category called
Pitaka.
Funded projects, so it's under that.
Ilangan Kino Yakati Chijuit.
Improvements of
$5 million.
From that particular category.
Nasa upiyo.
Any other comments or questions?
None. I'll call for it. Unanimous.
Thank you. Unanimous.
Request for decision, aquatics.
Back to
you, Simone. Oh, sorry.
Hey, my man.
Sorry, I crossed it. My bad.
Hey, my man.
Let's go back to something even more important.
Here's
one of the apex pumping supplements.
Oh, now hung on me. Among me, go on it, middle of
Chinook. Thank you very much.
In
this particular case, I have
to go to
the council on 10th of January. A work for about
$54,000.
Included the fuel project. An understanding of we have finished that phase and now we are
Sibulle me pilareyang ulau tu tulle ane pilareyang ugalit pilareyang uballe alag mata.
This particular request is regarding. So the kind of services that will.
Pilu chigaute ujuin. Atukta ugahanne atukasunua.
Noted here like.
Titasumayu.
Documents.
Hano sanajawa yamanga. Taku henak bujalote.
The price that for in this
$52,276.59
provision in
the to
undertake this.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Simone.
Thank you, Councillor Mehta. I'm hoping we're going to be able to come from the day water starts flowing. Is there any, do you want a response from Simone on your comment, Councillor
Nata?
Seeing none. And now on to 9. A request
for rescission. Supporto tena ilwani to sulo likuta ko
there was a similar project which we did
tema lo tone tone to me anti palula ngani pilere sa taha jo jo
this year
sulo le yo me supporto me
which closed
ilo ilo ago
we got two beds
ma ko naket sa sulo to ha jo jo tema le salo ma sa ko mayuni ta ko me na
INC climate works
clean air
from Ontario Climate Works.
Ontario Climate Works me $199,950.
Over here, what I wanted to point was the budget. I was just looking at last year, so it was about aquatic center. Particular entity is based out of Nunavut. Which is probably higher than if any of the local contractors would have done that. I would request council to consider
$199,000.
Thank you, Simone. Successful bidder last year when we had this. Sounds like we misbudgeted more than we got misquoted.
I'm just curious, is it annual?
More kind of an annual maintenance. Do we have any idea of how complicated the work is, and is there any bring this work in house? I don't think it's very complicated.
It's my general idea. teemai semakin jahali. Sunak kuta hangin itinu. Takuna ya bicahai kei nau jai jalwa kumangi kuta tama semungai kan ajak teh itinu kamari jauh hatta lewe tana.
In light of this being kind of sounding going
and like maintenance,
perhaps working
budget instead of
fits under that scope.
Valid
question. We're going to take that one.
How did you
have a motion? No. So we're seeking a motion to
recommend.
Seeing none. Critical work and
cleaning
our airfields.
For this particular RFD, right from to make this
project.
Councilmembers,
The
current plan is to issue RFT to
return
and the design engineer have been having included in the meeting package provides
is
due to the fact that this is a large-scale project.
I'm sure you will have to be
less on construction.
I'm sure I need to be some and more keen of the young at
a route in the loss that are expected 2023 to beyond as a result of
2023 making of a route.
I hate kicking things down the road, but it makes a lot more sense. Look at the actual costs we're going to be realizing.
Definitely.
Not that I can vote.
Is there any comments or questions from the floor? Councillor Stevenson, please go ahead.
Stevenson.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Presentation.
Identify one of the risks being the additional the existing capacity issues. Today and yesterday talking
about
plans
in
land development, how this impacts new builds
that
stuff will still take, because if we're not next year, it's going
to be
Yes, Councillor Stevenson. We have all the
everything
ready. The end of this month
You
can chime in. Was like the AVs that will be required orders that we have. There is every possibility that to cope up with the supply of AVs this year. So that
would
us to take this route.
I
was involved in one of the meetings
on
vacation, and there are considerable developments
which
to this particular through this north
one.
We are talking about be something which will not go as per our planned. But given what we have, it's better to take this approach. Try to force our way through the
Stevenson.
Can you identify for me which places specifically? And just, I don't have the. We're talking about the potential new elder center. Intended that would be using this infrastructure as soon as it's complete.
What I recall from our meeting with NHC, the country food shop, I think that is getting
converted
shelter kind of
thing.
Remember from the top of this section. So those are the things that will be.
So do note the
5.4 million.
5.23 million.
I share the same concerns as Councillor Stevenson. Operationally, it seems like a lot of materials are not going to be
used.
I'd love to be able to do this right now. Anybody has any creative ideas
for me?
Additional questions before we vote?
Seeing none.
Councillor Malapala.
Malapala.
Councillor
Curley.
Councillor
Smith. Tilly.
Councillor
Stevenson.
And I'm in conflict on the next item,
which is Romine.
Are you going to work the mics, or should we switch?
Okay, perfect. So we are on to item reaching home, community
discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The request for a decision tonight is in relation to reaching home program provides funding for profits in has been assisting the city
for lending
aspects of the funding program.
Is to award services.
Be led by Graham Hasty. Historically, the city has had a difficult
$100,000.
dan
prenez
artit avatil rena mo dama
in a trustworthy
dama kwalo matu inga charlo di pila khatege tabunga akhi ga 100,000 kina za khatu chiga za tanal alla bila rena mo
staff is recommended
la aula china mo akhi ga zo
Nasi Financial Services agreement to ensure
that
funding continues with the same fulsome understanding and established partnership.
Thank you. And thank you for the presentation. Just a question as to when did we know that we needed someone for this position?
Thank you for your question. So in relation
to
Okay, perfect. So I don't know why I don't agree with this. Just because protocols with tendering and it's like employee of the city, so I don't agree with
the
employees of the city. So is this request for decision and just for the contractor or at least follow the processes so then submitting our proposals
thank you for your question. By deferring it back to staff, I will to ensure that we are going to continue and
continue.
Thank you, Rod. Are there other counselors who would like to
comment on what's proposed.
It seems like a very important. Some really important programs here, and continuity seems like. That I don't generally
Thank you. If anyone else wants to comment, so we have two differing suggestions. Grace to put it forward. Do you want to speak, or Council,
All right, moving on to committee reports.
Planning and development. Katemi jala oni tanga parna uta sa discord. Katemi yo smith oni kaga ne atanga tanga jawane atwa ne hamne ame jonga ate katemi yo smith.
For planning and development committee of the whole meeting number 4 from April 18th, 2020.
April 18th, me katemi la uta parna uta sa discord. Koangane.
Mans the council.
2319
The 2020.
Tana atoho jau jo. Katemi je nama sa.
Thank you. For item PD
23-20,
amends the council of
Council.
Councillor
Marapala
seconds. Any comments?
Councillor
Marapala,
I pay you.
Okay, Councillor Smith, go ahead.
Musical
chairs today.
All right. On to
the
we have a request to declare July 1st.
July 1.
Seeing none, unless there is no motion. The second Akaluit co-ed soccer group. We really don't know. This is
how you manage to work. Tana Lysatahuma Lysatahuna Sinata.
We have to specify. We have to specify the motion.
Another Narunata go on long in.
That's from April 25th to
April 25, May 30 Mokai. May 31 Mokai, at one Natikutigotana
to May 31st.
April 26, May 31 month.
I was not aware that we had to specify that.
How you Mahatana Nama Udlungi Nalunehun Namakatiko Huyana make a majanata?
Call for a vote, call in favor.
Namasato.
It's unanimous. Iluna
Nehuyana make.
And as we do every year, we
Tana Akahutama
regarding sponsorship.
Alene Kunito Chirahtu.
And I just would, I wonder if
Alene Ledishani
is able to speak to
Tana.
This is, matches the sponsorship that we've provided, the in-kind sponsorship we've provided.
Takwa Akane Akahune Anikosimajuni Anti to in the Mangari.
I did reach out to
Batu. How did you allow him a ping or to the Kunotana Pindago?
Was found or could be
time.
Just from my past experience,
falling
in line with
past. Time alwa adi paluto ina langin akarune tukcari batangin.
Fortunately, that's the
experience. Tana takwa taba tukisi yaro te uhausi yun tatwaka.
Thanks, Deputy Mayor.
Katamir Stevenson.
Very similar. Discounted.
Katilatang mga takikiligyan ngin. Karon nang ito na tong kisan ni Tema luwa palo yato akago. Akago ni. Tutsarang batu ni. Kisan na ka ni Tema luwa piti yung mayabon. Nasa utin latang hao yung mga takalwa ka kisan ni.
I think it's a festival.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I believe we do.
Seeing as this is in line with
Seconds.
Yes. I thought we were done, but we have to get out of the kitchen.
Matoshima, Luta, Matima, Catamani afterward.
Councillor Stevenson.
Hello, Stevenson.
All in favor.
Be after to you.
Unanimous.
I pay you.
Let's take a
fight. Kinakea, Ilunanga, Koyaname, Prime Minister Kainata.